3. Stay tuned next for Huck Finn on, well, 253.
A killer is on its way. The school. Don't miss it. Right here on channel 253. For your four-door ambassador sedan, your 18-year-old ranch house, your wife's K future, if something happened to you, your World Book Encyclopedia for help with your son's college bills, your John Bowden outboard border, your Zenith Home Entertainment Center, your Hammond organ, your early American furniture, your peace of mind, your Nye-covered reclining chair, your pool table, and all the extra household bills that would crop up if you were laid up in the hospital. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance. Don't miss the big fall issue of the TR Guide. That's correct, the TR Guide. Don't miss the big fall issue.
All right.
Discover Gold Formula Breck, the shampoo with wet and dry conditioning. No snarling when wet, more obedient when dry. Gold Formula Breck does everything Breck shampoo is famous for, only more. It lathers more, it cleans more, and it gives you hair two different kinds of conditioning. Wet conditioning to smooth out snarls, dry conditioning to make your hair...
Now this is Marty Phillips, and the time has come. Next on BEC, the big premiere episode of Huck Finn. Yay!
Huck Finn. Star Marty Phillips as Huck, and Tom Sawyer as Tom. With special guest star, Tom Sinclair as the drum. Well, Tom, good to see you again. We're going to have some new adventures, I hope.
Yeah, what do you do over the summer, boy?
Well, I don't know. I did nothing much. I got some fishing done. You know, let's go down Riverside like we did last year around this time.
I want to find another drum.
Well, I don't know. I hear... You know why I hit down Mississippi? That's where I spent my summer vacation.
You did drift, boy?
Yeah, I still played drift, boy.
Wow!
You know what I hear?
What do you hear?
I hear the drunks coming around this time of year.
The drunks what?
They coming. It's the drunk season. Like you heard of the bear season and the deer season.
Well, I did, but I guess you did,
boy. Where a lot of people like to hunt drunks, you know.
You mean just drunk, huh?
And they cut their heads and they put them in their houses. You know, like they.
That kind of rule, man.
Where, you know how drunk hunters are.
Yeah, well, not really. I've never been one
before. Well, we gotta go down to Riverside like we did.
Yeah.
Come on, let go, boy.
Yes. Oh, no.
Where, Tommy? Ooh, I think I step on something. Now, whoa, what could I say step on?
I don't maybe step on a piece of driftwood.
Well, I go look on your blanket. Now that's strange.
So pick up that blanket.
It's drunk. Why? It's a joke you mean last year.
Why, sure enough.
What you saying?
Up for your time, sure, boy.
Oh, now.
Patrick Johnson here, saying give to care. You know, there are many starving children in this world today who need money. Yes, they need your money. Whatever small or large amount, they really need it. So why not give to care? Give to the BEC Tape Recorder Network, 156-20, Riverside Drive, New York, New York, 10032. Or call, better still, the BEC Studios. Yes, give to care. That's C-A-R-E, care. Hello, this is Christian Daugherty for United States Savings Bonds. Give to your local bond service. And now a message from Ace Books.
Did you know that Ace Books publish the most science fiction per year? They publish more science fiction than all the other companies put together. Ace Books. Offices of Ace Books are located at 1120 Avenue of the Americas, New York, 10036, New York. And for more science fiction per year, always go to Ace Books.
We're putting it all together on BEC.
Stop. There's no need to run out of the yard anymore to hang up your clothes to dry. Nowadays brings you the Whirlpool Whirling Beauty. It spins, it dries, and makes your clothes beautifully clean. The magic Whirlpool automatic dryers for as little as $168. Or a matching Whirlpool dryer priced at everyday Day's low prices. Day's for more quality, more beauty, more service, and less money. Yes, you always do better at Day's, the store with more.
D-A-Y-S, that spells Day's Shop at Day's Jewelry Stores. And I think you'll be glad to know that Marty Phillips goes to Day's. That's right, D-A-Y-S, that spells Day's Shop at Day's Jewelry Stores, where you can get a $100 television set for only $88.99. That's right, D-A-Y-S, that spells Day's Shop at your New York metropolitan area store. And now a message from Day's Jewelry Stores, makers of the cheapest things on earth.
Please stand by.
This is 253.
It's a clean sweep on all items with great savings at all Day's jewelry stores. The house of instant credit with more savings, more service, more quality for your money. GE portable TVs start at only $77. A GE 15-inch portable lightweight, beautiful performance at everyday Day's low prices. Fully guaranteed in service, you always do better at Day's, the store with more. Just say charge it at Day's. General Electric at Day's.
That's right. Like the man says, charge it at Day's. D-A-Y-S. That spells Day's.
Crack roll, Nicky, I hear Tom.
Yeah, I didn't see nothing so gross as he puked last year. Wow, amazing how these drugs can puke.
Yeah.
He showed that story that he puked. That is quite gross.
Yeah.
We won't do that. No, I hear. You know, the house down by Riverside, it haunted.
Why, you go on, Huck Finn.
Wait, it haunted. I hear a haunted by the ghost of a man who did not
know, eh, Huck?
Who did not know I was alive. I hear a haunted by the ghost of the man who used to kill Driftwood for fun.
You go on, man. You go on.
How far I gonna go? Well, listen, Tom. We gonna go down that haunted house. We gonna find what's going on.
Huck, I think you've been drinking some booze.
I didn't drink. The only time I ever drink was when we met one of the drugs in the bar. The only time I drink in my life.
Why, Huck? Now, I know you pulled my leg.
Well, you know something? I've been thinking a while. I've been thinking. You know what reminds me of?
About the time the Duke and the Dauphin?
No, Bobby. On what royalty did the Parkville?
What royalty did the Parkville?
Well, I know. But I remember we was there. And
hey, you don't know how you remember.
No, I'm only lying. Oh, wait, before we go on down, let's go see Jim.
Why, Jim, your slave, ain't he? Boy?
Yeah, he a runaway nigger, boy. Well, we go see him now. Let's go.
Oh, boy, you right, just saw a funny joke.
What that?
I forgot, boy.
Well, that'd be funny. We're going to go see Jim, though. I won't go see Aunt Polly.
You don't just
hey, maybe Jim will go to your haunted house with her.
Oh, maybe. Just remind me of the time that they buried him and we came back home.
Yeah, that. I'm sure enough remember that.
Yeah, that was when we...
But let's go see Jim. Hi, Jim. Jim, you... I can't understand what you're saying, but you want to go to our house with us tonight? I didn't know. Oh, how? I speak spooks, boy.
Why, what, Jim, when you go learn to speak English?
I go learn, yeah, I did.
Boy, you should have let him run away,
boy.
Shut
up, boy. Well, we be see you, Jim. You won't now go.
You won't come, eh, Jim?
I mean, you won't come, boy.
Why, Jim?
We see you, Jim.
We see you, Jim.
You know, Tom, it'd be better if we go haunted house tonight. And
oh,
that way,
yeah.
Aunt Polly be asleep. And Jim, I worry about Jim, though.
Cause Jim couldn't see a toad frog?
But he's sleep beneath the tree at night. And he might see us and shoot us.
Like, why, sure enough!
Hey, he might blow our brains out when we walk past there.
You may be right.
We got to take that chance, Tom Sawyer. We got to take that chance.
Later, about night.
Oh, Tom. Come on. We go try sneak out here now. We better watch out Jim on that tree, you see him?
Yeah, I see him sure enough. He's humming to himself. Well, maybe he falls asleep.
Yeah, well, I sure hope so. We better wait here a minute.
I don't think he's going to fall asleep. Jim is powerful. He's awake a lot.
Okay, then let's go. Oh, gee, hey, wait.
He's getting up.
Who's there?
Don't move at all, Mac. Don't move.
But, Tom, I can almost touch him. I soon am.
See, who is you?
Where is you? Dog my cats if I didn't hear something. Well, I knew what I was going to do. I was going to sit here and listen to his again. You better watch out, Tom. What are we going to do? Okay, he leans his back against the tree. And he's stretching out his legs. Oh, I'm almost touching mine. My nose begins to itch. You better keep quiet. It's going to be no more in your nose than your itch. It's going to be your heart and your itch. But Jim, just a few feet away from us.
Oh, what are we going to do?
It's been powerful a long time.
Well, look, Jimmy's breathing heavily. He's beginning to snore.
He begins to snore. Well, let's get out of here, because I won't be around when he wakes up.
Neither do I.
Let's get
it. Oh, look at the clouds.
Oh, Gloria, I can't count
there. No haunted house.
I think it's a thunderstorm. It's just like we read about all those books. I think the rain gonna start in a minute.
The shower's gone. Look, I tripped. Don't leave me with a hug.
Oh, it's raining. What? When we go to a haunted house, it's raining. The thunder.
Yes, son, boy. We are four now.
Get
out. Get out. Come on, quick, this way. Quick, over here, boy. It's the door.
You sure ain't scared for your haunted house?
Yeah.
Right.
The door.
Shut,
boy.
Yeah. It's not going,
boy.
Oh, glad being a dry place.
Yeah.
Oh. Sure, it's ominous. It's not raining. There's no candle in it.
Pitch black in
it. You find a candle. I'll wait here.
I'll go look for it.
I'm much too busy to go find a candle myself. Far too busy shivering. Tom, Hey, Tom, you find that candle yet?
I don't care. I want a body, Hook.
Because I knew you was gone, so I won't catch up with you, you see.
Well, you know, I
went.
I wanted to see if it was still raining.
Yeah, well, I hear Jim Stewart formed a new club.
Why?
The Bloody Pirates, that's their name.
The Blood Pirates?
No, Bloody Pirates. You know Bloody Pirates?
Yeah, I know. Hey, let's see if they go let's in the club, all right?
Well, I hear that they're pretty a pretty sinister oath you got to take. I don't know.
Well, Huck,
since
one of the
sinister
old
Scots. Yeah, that's right. Well, I've been meeting over in McCloister's cave, so we better go.
Here. Here we have to come.
Yeah. Well, who you gonna knock on the door?
Yeah, well, look, they know me here better than you, Huck, because I got family.
Who's there?
Why, it's Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn, we come. We don't come see you about this club, Jim.
Well, you want to join?
Well, if you let us in, we don't like staying out here, you know.
Well, all right. But,
all right.
You know, we're going to start a gang of robbers in court. And we got caught. The Bloody Pirates. And everybody that wants to join, I got to take an oath and write his name in blood.
Why? Why?
Blood, Jim. Where we going to get blood from?
But
you cut your own finger, huh?
Hey, Jeb, I got an idea.
What?
Well, if one of the members chests of the secrets that this club have is yours, why don't you kill the families of boys that hold secrets?
That's a great idea. We go kill all the families if they hear those boys chest secrets.
Hey, here's Huck Finn. He ain't got no family.
What are you gonna do about him?
Boy. Oh, well, ain't he got a father?
Yeah, he got a father, yeah.
Yeah, he got a father. You can't never find him these days. He is the late drunk with the hogs in the tan yard. But he ain't been seen these parts for a year or more.
Well, what he have to do, I guess. So, Huck and Tom, you in the club, you members of Blood Pirates right now.
Well, so thank you, Jim. Well, then, so, let's all stick a pin in our fingers, boys.
We sign our names in blood. Stick it right in.
Some pirate you are, Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, my finger hurt. I tell you one thing, I sure am bloody. Kid, it's my Phipps. And we hope you enjoy our today, Huck Finn. And you stay tuned for scenes from next week's Huck Finn.
I'm serious. I'm going.
Well, you can't run away from home on an empty stomach.
I'm not hungry.
Well, let me fix a sandwich. You can take it with you.
Maybe I'll pay some more Skittles potato chips.
Well, we're all out. But I'm going to the market tomorrow. Can't you wait till then to run away?
I won't leave now.
Well, goodbye.
What, aren't you going to drive me?
Next on Huck Finn, listen as Tom discovers a way to revolutionize hog slopping.
Yeah, well, we gotta go slop the hogs first.
Why? I got a way to get out of that, boy.
Why, how that?
We go to hide, and we split the money with them, and we go take a bath.
Become a part of the Bloody Pirates Bond Dance.
This meeting of Blur Palace, we go ask a member to undergo a survival test. And we want a volunteer for it. He's gonna have to spend 2 weeks in a cabin without no food.
Hear Huck as he vomits. Huck has a suggestion.
Let's drink it up.
Here on Polly's amazing crusade against germs.
Where have you been by getting that wash pot of yours?
All on next week's Huck Finn.
This has been Huck Finn with Marty Phillips, Tom Soder, Tom Sinsler, Ivan Tucker, and Danny Forcier. Based on the characters created by Mark Twain. Produced by Chester Scuffin. Script supervision by Tom Jackson. Copyright 1970 by BEC Incorporated.
We're putting it all together on BEC. This is WBEC, General 253, New York.
This is 253. Next on 253 is Spider-Man. Starring Spider-Man.
Don't miss Spider-Man. Next on Channel 253. With the adventures of that web dealer of webs, Mr. Spidey himself. Don't miss it. Next on Channel 253, your BEC station in New York. B-A-Y-S, that spells day, shop a day's jewelry stores for the best in, cheap stuff. D-A-Y-S.